This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back.
Trying to come back.
You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I want you to get involved in the conversation, and I mean that sincerely. Look, you know, I don't do, I do very few, what are they called, live reads on the air. But I got, you know, we've got a sponsor. He's been a sponsor of ours for a long time. He's a good guy. He's an honest guy. And I keep telling you guys, you know, it doesn't cost anything to make a phone call. And some of you are trying to find ways to keep your money. We need to keep our money. Because I don't see things that are getting much better. You're still looking. I was talking about this morning. 94 million Americans still out of work. Nothing but part-time jobs is really what's out there for people. So when you hear people getting more jobs, there's no distinction whether they're part-time. Oh, there you go. Come on, make the move. Whether you're part-time or not. You know what I mean? And so all we see is that there's a boatload of jobs. Or a boatload of jobs out there, but they're all part-time jobs. So unless your portfolio, you know, your stock portfolio, that thing that you get a little bit of pucker every time the government says, hey, we're going to raise interest rates, and what happens? All the numbers go red, don't they? Isn't that wonderful? So, we've got $19 trillion in debt. We're growing from there. And it's got to be a stock market. At some point in time, that market's got to correct itself. And when we talk about this stuff, you know, you think it all the way through. The banks. Banks are in trouble. Banks are still closing. Not like we've seen them close, but they're still closing. Some banks are merging. But at Wells Fargo, look at the fines they just hit. I don't know if we'll see another crisis like we saw in 2008. The government, because of the Dodd-Frank Act, come on, you say that five times fast. They got the ability to do a bail-in. They got the ability to take, they don't take it away from you, but they definitely kind of freeze it so you can't get to it. You know what I mean? And this is why some of my friends that are doing gold and silver are very comfortable, very happy with their gold and silver. And it gives them a comfort level knowing no matter what happens, they've got some value. So if for no other reason, give a call to my friends over at Landmark Gold, 844-715-7311. That's 844-715-7311. All right, Dad, for you, 844-715-7311. Or check them out at Landmark Gold. My dad says I give out the numbers too fast. He can't write that fast. I'm sorry. What can I tell you? Anyhow, I am Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to The Real Side on GCN. We've got a school that is blaming its instructor. Now, it hired the guy. But it's blaming its instructor for not really understanding what needs to be done. So in New Jersey, a second grade health class has the phraseology, if you would, in the class, that Allah loves those who make themselves clean. Now, a Barnegle father, Chris Sharp, was just flabbergasted when his second grade daughter showed him what her class had been studying in school. Now, the Cecil S. Collins School study recently showed Sharp a school worksheet that quotes from the Quran about cleanliness and explains to students how to keep up their appearances, including their traditional Muslim hijabs and bobs. Now, I just got to ask. I know you're already thinking, see, he's going after the Muslims again. No, no, I'm going after the school district. Because to me, it has nothing to do with the Allah or non-Allah thing or whatever. It has everything in the world to do with, do Christians get the same shake? Do Christians get a fair shake on this? No, actually they don't. Because if you talk about Jesus in school, if one of these kids does, if one of these kids brings it up and wants to discuss it or talk about a scripture, I personally know of a story where a teacher got in trouble because he didn't use scripture. Right? He simply, he kind of used scripture in a statement that he made. But he didn't say, you know, John, this says this. And finally, a couple times, one of the kids came up to him and said, where do you get this stuff? Where did you learn this stuff? And he said, it's biblical scripture, but I just don't use it that way. I rephrase it for today. And so he got in trouble with the administration. We're talking about, where is this guy? Is he going to lose his job? Is he going to get suspended? So the worksheet, now this is on a school worksheet that the kids have to look at, they have to use. It says, Allah loves those who make themselves clean and pure. Sharp wasn't impressed and spoke with other parents who shared his concerns about potential indoctrination at the elementary school. Everybody was up in arms, Sharp told the news site. The father took his concerns to school officials who shrugged it off as an innocent mistake by a newer teacher who was filling in for the regular classroom teacher. And I could buy that. I could buy that. But the guy ran all these sheets off at school. Nobody knew. Superintendent Karen Wood told a local news source that the novice instructor had downloaded a worksheet from the online sharing site Pinterest and utilized it during a lesson. The worksheet, which was neither carefully reviewed by the teacher nor apparently by the administrator, contained religious references in it. It is a clear violation of district policy. We recognize the significance of this error, Wood continued. Our parents have been extremely supportive as we take measures necessary to ensure this remains an isolated incident. Incident. But even the teacher said, look, if this had the name of Jesus on it, it would have blown up all over the place. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. I'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go far. Michael Hausman is going to join us in the third hour. I hope if I can wake him up, he'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enabled my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. A second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been given your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
Five-seed oil in One World Way. For your fantastic health, call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
We are back. Always a pleasure. I don't want to say it out loud. But anyway, always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate it. You know, I like that music. I know, it's from the 70s. What do you want from me? Look at me. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time you spent with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, you know, I appreciate you being with me. I appreciate you paying attention. I appreciate you being, you know, online, on the air, part of the conversation. I really do. And we've got a lot to talk about tonight. Michael Hausman will join us after the break. But right now, we've been talking about the second grader Jersey teacher. Did I say you listen on the real side? Like, you don't know, right? On GCN Live. Head up to the website, realsite.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, watch happening up there on the website. All right. So the second grade teacher. Now, and I'm sorry. I'm just, you know, when even new teachers, people brought in, you know these things aren't right. You know it isn't the right thing to do. And when you, add scripture, I'm a Christian guy. I'd love to add scripture to all this stuff. I know it's not the right thing to do. Right? So anyway, when they saw this, when the father saw this, he brought it to the superintendent, said it was no big deal. You know, it's a new teacher, not gonna affect anything. Now, Rob Russo, one of the parents of the children, he said he thinks officials should be sent a message. He said, "Well, I understand that mistakes happen. I'm seriously disappointed to learn that a teacher made an independent change to a lesson plan." He pulled it down, right? When he pulled it down, it didn't have a scripture on it. How come that's not discussed? It wasn't like there was no there was scripture on there, and he just didn't want to take the time to cover it up. Which would have been easy on a copy machine, right? Cut out a white piece of paper, put it over, it would have been done. He had to go out of his way to put it on there and then copy it. Mistake? I don't know. It was a change to the lesson plan, in essence. Parent goes on to say it resulted in the information being given that didn't follow the subject matter. And if he wants, he said, if I want to take it a step further, I could say that it promotes their own subject matter. I mean, it shows their own agenda. Now, Sharp, meanwhile, seemed to be taking district officials on their word that their worksheet was an innocent one-time mistake. Obviously, you would hope that they would review everything a little bit more, a little closer. But Bob Johnson says it was no accident. Democrats across the county, country, are pushing Islam on us. He said, "I am a Muslim, and I say that worksheet belongs in an Islamic school, not a public school." Let me repeat this. This is a parent of one of them. He says, "I am a Muslim, and I say the worksheet does not belong in a public school." Lefties, he goes on to say, have allied with Islamists because they both share a common enemy. Us. He was poking fun. So, I don't know. Maybe this is one of those, one of those posts that we need to put up. Is this just a mistake? If they're allowed to do this, If this, because again, a mistake would be he pulled the wrong sheet out of something, copied it, and sent it. No, he actually had to put this scripture on that piece of paper. Is it a mistake that he didn't know he couldn't do that? Because if he's a teacher in a public school and doesn't know he can't do that, that's a problem. At least I think it is. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you spent with me. You know, I tried to play this last night, but I couldn't find it. It was missing. You know what I'm saying? So these are clueless. Gotta hear this. This is great. These are clueless Hillary supporters. They're out protesting Trump, but they can't tell you why. I've often found this to be hilarious. Take a listen. Where is it? Anytime you're ready. That's perfect. Isn't that perfect? Oh, I love when it does this to me. I get all excited and ready to go, and I can't do anything with it. Oh, boy. All right. Anyway, we'll hit it up later. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. High school football fans were recently taught, high school, to stop chanting USA. I don't know, what do you want them to chant? EU, EU, EU? I mean, really, seriously, what are they supposed to be chanting? The OK Conference, representing 50 schools, has announced a crackdown on fans chanting USA at football games. They are also implementing strict rules on flags and political banners. All right, who wants to bet $10 that a political banner is a an American flag. What do you think? Right? The coaches and fans are irate, said Bill Simpson, the host of the statewide sports radio show. People are tired of being told what flag to fly or what political side to lean towards. Now, I hope this thing explodes. And I don't mean that in a violent way, right? I hope this explodes. I hope all this pushback. See, they've been getting away with this for so long in little bits and pieces. And now they feel entitled and empowered. So I hope they keep pushing. I hope they keep pushing at the anti-Americanism. And don't write me these emails that say, it's not anti-Americanism to allow somebody not to salute the flag. You're right. It's not. Right, we all believe in freedom of speech. It is anti-American, though, to do, you know, as you're making $16 million a year to talk about the oppression that you're under. Or maybe that's not anti-American. That's just lunacy. How's that? Mr. Simonson, who hosts the huge show, was first to break the story. He said the athletic conference's crackdown comes after fans from a predominantly black school took offense after fans from a predominantly white school displayed a Betsy Ross flag and a Make America Great Again banner. See, that had to be a slight on the black school then, didn't it? To wave a historic version of our flag that to some symbolizes exclusion and hate, ejects hostility and confusion to an event where no one intended to do so, wrote Forest Hills Public School Superintendent. That absolutely makes absolutely no sense. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right, the people at Liberty Health Share have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's ringing in the park, but meantime.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I always appreciate the time you spend with me. I really do. I always appreciate the time that you spend tweeting, texting, whatever word makes you happy, right? And I like to do stories that you don't hear much anywhere else. I don't always succeed, but I try. So I do appreciate the time that you spend with me. All right, let me get back to the story. It kind of threw me off, too. Because I know we had this problem a while back where the school kids, the kids that were at the local school that were playing, they were yelling USA, too. But I found out later on that might have had another meaning to it. That it might have been they were actually making fun of the other team. But the other team, it wasn't that the other team was black or Hispanic or anything else. It was just making fun of the other team. Which happens in sports, by the way. I don't know if you, I'm not a sports freak, but I know that happens. So anyhow, here we have high school football, or a high school that has told the football fans to stop screaming USA, or stop shouting USA. But they may even... It says that the athletic conference has cracked down on banners as well, and it comes after a predominantly black school, as I said before, took offense after fans from a predominantly white school displayed a Betsy Ross flag, which has nothing to do with the black community. Absolutely nothing. And the and displayed a Betsy Ross and a Make America Great Again banner. Now, critics call the flag racist, and a local superintendent said it symbolized hate. Really? The Betsy Ross flag had nothing to do with black or white. I mean, really, if you think about it, when was the Betsy Ross flag flown? When was it talked about? When was it dealt with? During the Revolutionary War, right? It wasn't during the Civil War when... we were fighting against slavery or for slavery, depending on what side you were fighting for. It was for freedom from England. Can somebody please explain to me? See, this is the lunacy that goes on the left. Critics called the flag racist? Really? On what planet? In what way? This is a new one for me. I've never heard this before. To wave a historical version of our flag that some symbolizes a... To wave a historical version of our flag that to some symbolizes exclusion and hate, right? It actually creates hostility and confusion, where no one intended it to do so. You know, not every intention is on purpose, right? So for you to go to zero to teed off when somebody does something wrong doesn't help anybody. It actually makes the situation worse. The superintendent of the Forest Hills Public Schools, Daniel Beam, wrote a letter to the parents. Now, Simonson, host of the Huge Show, told a news source that the local residents are furious. He painted a picture that the school is filled with insensitive people, he said. If Colin Kaepernick can have his freedom of speech and freedom of expression, guess what? It's a two-way street. He's so right. So you can talk about oppression, you can take a knee, you can sit down, you don't have to get involved, you don't have to get engaged. But oh my God, if you hold up an historic American flag, you're Satan's sister? Anyway, and that's what's happening here, is the staff is painting a picture of a school that's filled with insensitive people. I say the staff is overly sensitive. I say we can create a situation where people are overly sensitive, right? Now, Commissioner Jim Haskins said that their executive board decided that moving forward, fans will only be allowed to start to chant USA, USA after the national anthem. He told the local news source that it has nothing to do with banning patriotism. He said students are using the chant in a derogatory manner, such as, okay, you ready? You suck. A, you take it from there. He says that's what it means. Now I've heard that before. So does that mean every time we hear it at a high school game, that's what it means? Is he sure that that's what it means? You see, if you don't give it place, it has no effect. People call me names, and other people I know names all the time. They say stuff to us, and I look at who's saying it. If they're ignorant, stupid people, it has no effect on me. And if they're shouting USA, no matter what it means, I would take a few. I would hold up an American flag if I was on the other side, and I would be shaking that American flag. The athletic conference is also cracking down on signs and banners and flags. Any sign, flags, banners, cheers, or promotional material that carry questionable implications or are degrading are prohibited at any conference. Mike Schiebler, the superintendent of Rockford Public Schools, supports the crackdown. We will certainly inform our students that this type of behavior, when done in a derogatory and insulting way, will not be accepted, will not occur. Well, how are you going to know? You're gonna make up your mind? You're going to decide when they're out of line? You're going to decide when that happens? And who? Yeah, right. What if the student says, you're right. What if the student says, hey, didn't mean in any other way but patriotic. We're totally patriotic with this. What do you do with that? Now, the superintendent said that those kids were not being patriotic. They were being argumentative, combative. Simonson went on to say, this is the United States of America. What happens if someone walks in with a military uniform on and the kids want to chant USA? You can't do that. Yeah, you know, somebody says, well, what do we live in, a communist Russia? No, we live in a communist America. Welcome to the Soviet Socialist Union of America. He goes on to say, one thing, you know, instead of punishing the fans, why not just identify the troublemakers and yank them out of the stands? Right? Why do we tolerate stupidity and ignorance? This is a time and a place for citizens to defy the government. Sports is not there. Right? There's no reason to do this, sports. Sports is can be a good, wholesome scenario. Teach people about teamwork and that kind of thing. I know some people don't like it because, you know, competition is too, it's not good. Makes the kids feel bad. You should feel bad. Then you go back and you work harder. And then guess what? Next time you win, and the other team feels bad. Now, I'm going to post the column up on the website later on. And because I want you to look around, look at your school, see if your school's doing the same kind of thing, your district. If you're there up in Western Michigan, I think the football game is tonight or tomorrow night. Whatever. Keep going there. Keep chanting USA. Keep waving American flags. Wouldn't hurt. We gotta push back, people. We gotta stop being afraid of what the other side thinks, and we gotta push back and not care at all. Kind of where my head's at. Right? Anyway, what else I got for you? Let's see. I got a lot of good stories tonight. I got too many good stories. Did you guys hear about the Hillary Hatchet man, David Brock? Right? He's actually out there with a story, or not with a story. Somebody caught him, I'll put it that way. He's out there paying cold, hard cash to find out things about Hillary Clinton. I mean, about Donald Trump. He works for Clinton. Why would he do that? So Clinton ally and political operative David Brock is looking for dirt on Donald Trump. He wants to pay you, and he's paying you big. Brock, who founded Media Matters and runs the Correct the Record and Super PAC, created a WikiLeaks-style page called Trump Leaks, where people can fill out a form detailing what kind of dirt they have on Donald. Isn't this a great way to win a campaign? Right? Let's find out how many affairs he's had on his wife. Let's put that up there. Very tasty. Right? Let's put that up there. Because that is a way to win or lose a campaign, right? So let's go. How much dirt do they want? Because how much dirt would it take to pile up in front of Donald before you have enough dirt to push down all the garbage that she has? Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side. I'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
GCN and Longevity are bringing Dr. Joel Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Aloha, I'm Melina, Senior Vice Chairman with Longevity GCN team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet with Dr. Joel Wallach of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. For leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth, visit WallachHawaii.com, TeamGaday.com, or call 808-436-5025.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-5795. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-5795. 1-800-959-5795.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
You got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
Back. This is the real side on GCN Live. Yeah, they used to call him Little Stevie Wonder. He was little. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to the real side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, thanks for being with me tonight. I do appreciate the time you spend with me. You know, if you've been around for any length of time, you know I got a lot to say. They don't give me a whole bunch of time to say it. I mean, 3 hours is just not enough. But I do appreciate the time that you spend with me. All right, so I forgot where I was. God, I'm losing my mind here. No, I don't. I didn't totally forget where I was. You know, I've always been one that says, if you beat me in a race, in an issue, in a situation, honestly, if you come by it honestly, I got no beef. Right? You guys are on it. That's great. That's wonderful. This is the way it should be. But when you cheat to win, seriously, when you cheat to win, how does that make you feel good? I'm curious about that. Because, you know, some people, it's like a win at any cost. And if that's the case, I don't know how you feel good about those kind of things. So Hillary's hatchet man, David Brock, has decided he's going to pay for information on Trump. Can you imagine if somebody said they would pay for information on Hillary? I wish Trump would give somebody some money to go to the 3 or 4 people that were subpoenaed from Congress about Hillary's emails. I would look at those guys and say, I'll give you guys $1.5 million apiece to tell the truth. I want you to spill everything you know about her. And the first time you say, I can't, I don't know, or plead the fifth, you lose $1.5 million. What do you think of that? Think that would work? So, I guess this David Brock fella has been at this for a while. He founded Media Matters, who we know belongs to the left. He also has a super PAC. He started a Trump Leaks page where you simply have to fill out a form. When it comes to Donald Trump, we already have video of interviews where he discusses his preferred sexual positions. He said, I would love to be well-educated black because I really believe that they do have an actual advantage today. And he declared, putting a wife to work is a very dangerous thing given Trump's long career as a celebrity and provocateur. There's certainly more where that came from. Now, I love how they call all these things out, right? You know where we're going with this, right? What about Joe Biden's gaffes? What about Joe? Remember when Joe Biden said, you can't hardly go into 7-Eleven today without some Middle Eastern guy in there and telling you what you need to buy? That's okay. That's cool. I mean, really. I mean, Joe's got gaffe after gaffe after gaffe with these things. Anyway, I mean, this is all they can win with, right? And they talk about their first big goof was when they started talking about Trump's escapades with other women other than his wife. Apparently, they forgot what Billy had done in the past or thought nobody would care, which shows you how shallow they are. They go on to say that Trump Leaks is an effort to uncover unreported video or audio of Donald Trump so voters can have access to Donald Trump, who's existed before running for president, before his recent affinity for teleprompters. So then why don't we do a Hillary Leaks site? Don't you think that would be great? A site that is dedicated to simply putting up all the nasties that Hillary's done. And then we can do a companion site, Billy Leaks. I think that's great. I do the Billy Leaks site. Put up every single interview. Every woman that he sexually assaulted. Put them all up there. Let's not treat him. Why are we treating Bill any different than we treated Bill Cosby? Right? Ah, nasty man. He drugged the women. He did this. He did that. And I agree with that. If that's true, it is nasty. He should pay for that. I have no problem with that. But shouldn't Bill Clinton be held to the same standard? See, we don't hold it. You guys think the Clintons are royalty. We don't hold them to the same standard as anything or anybody. That's why my fear is when she gets in there. Or I should say, excuse me, cut my tongue off. If she gets in there, my fear is that she's never been stopped at anything. Based on what Obama's got away with, based on what she's got away with, she'll be unstoppable. There are thousands of judge seats not filled across the country. She'll fill them. She's going to get four votes. She's going to get four new seats on the Supreme Court. Come on, this right about now, you should be wanting to go to the bathroom. You should be so scared. And Brock says, I don't care what you think. Yeah, I'm playing hardball. He says, we're chasing everything. We're going to go to extraordinary lengths because this is an extraordinary situation. And it's not the first time that Brock has offered money in his quest to bring down Trump. He lined up an anonymous donor earlier this summer who promised to give $5 million to veterans charity if Trump releases his tax returns. Now, here you go. Oh, and Mark Cuban, thanks for sending. Yeah, Mark Cuban has offered to donate $10 million to any charity of Trump's choice in exchange for a four-hour interview between Trump and Mark Cuban. Mark Cuban's no genius either. Come on, let's be honest about it. I know he's got a lot more money than me, probably a lot more money than I've ever been through, a lot more money than I'll probably see in my life. But that doesn't make him smarter than me. That might make him a better businessman. That might make him, it was great that he was at the right place at the right time for all the right reasons. But again, that doesn't make him smarter or more caring. We seem to confuse that stuff in this country. Somebody who has a lot of money may not have a lot of compassion. He may not even be brilliant. He may just stepped into a great idea. Why do you give Mark Zuckerberg made his money? First of all, he stole the idea from somebody else. Can we at least get that down? He stole the idea from somebody. He was actually paid by somebody else to do Facebook in a different form. And he lived off of that money while he created his own version. He ducked the guys originally that paid him for this. He ended up having to pay those guys money in court to get them gone. Now think about that. But we hail him as a genius and a wonderful man. A programmer who hit the right thing at the right time and the right program. That doesn't make him somebody you can rely on for good wisdom, for wisdom all the time. It just makes him some kid with a lot, very young, right? Makes him a kid with a lot of money. That's all it makes him. Anyway, where was I? I lost myself. Oh, we're going to move on. According to a CNN host, you ready for this one? I don't even know. Where do these guys get this stuff? How much drugs do you have to do to get this stuff? He says that at the University of Missouri Free Speech Symposium, a CNN commentator, oh, never mind. Forget it. We already have the answer. Sally Cohn said the conservatives fighting for free speech on college campuses are afraid of multiculturalism. What? How does it work? How does free speech make me afraid of an open, well-rounded group? What part of free speech does she not understand? Well, unless you're taking the Dems' view of free speech, which is you can only say what I tell you to say, how I tell you to say it. Cohen made a statement during a sparsely attended keynote debate Friday with fellow CNN commentator Kirsten Powers on the issue of a fight for free speech on campus, declaring where this whole debate comes from now is a critique of multiculturalism. I hope Kirsten didn't agree with her. Cohen added that because conservatives can no longer criticize multiculturalism while remaining socially acceptable, they have taken on the campus speech fight because it is a way to attack diverse principles. Really? Let me see. If I bring somebody in, who's that, Milo Yakanakovich, whatever his name is. Right? He's the outspoken gay Republican. So bringing him in for free speech, bringing him in to speak to a group of young people on real diversity, somehow that is Republicans or conservatives not able to criticize, being afraid. This is why I say to you, you keep allowing them to dictate what these words mean. You keep allowing them to set the narrative. You keep allowing them to do this. I don't understand you guys. I don't. You hear it on the show. I don't allow them to do it. She then critiqued the broad conservative agenda to protect conservative issues and repeatedly spoke against the Koch-funded Foundation for Individual Rights and Education. You think she's going to come against this other guy trying to get money, to get information on Trump? What about the people that donate millions? What is the guy down in Florida? The millionaire that's guaranteed $100 million to the DNC. You think she'll come against him? Oh, no, he's a Democrat. What am I doing? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Next hour, Michael Hallison joins us, as he always does. A lot more coming up next hour. These stories are making me crazy. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back.